Nochens and Kolel, share given on Sunday, July 24th, 2011. Taf based Tammuz Toshin Ein Aleph, share given by Gershon Hepner on Tehillim, chapter Yud Ches, Posuk Vov. So the story so far, Jonathan, one of the stories so far, goes back really to Posuk Hey, where the Posuk says, I've been surrounded by pains of death, the Nachale V'liya'al, and rivers of evil, Yiva'asuni, terrify me. David is recounting the fact that he's surrounded by enemies, and lots of people have been attacking him over the years, and we've learned a couple of different shotim on what Chevle Moves are, Chevle, and we're coming to exactly the same thing again today in Pasuk Vav. All this is going to build up to Pasuk Zayin, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem next week, I think, where the Pasuk says, Batzai li ekro Hashem, in my troubles I call out to Hashem. So the troubles are recounted in Pasuk Hei and Pasuk Vav, Chevle Moves, Chevle Sheol, pains of death, Nachale V'liya'al means torrents of evil. The English in the article, torrents of godless men. V'nachale V'liya'al Yivasili. That was the Pasuk we did last week. Is that alright? Okay, so they have the same letters, Shin Aleph Vav Lamed, Sh'o, which is coming up in today's Pasuk, Sh'o is with a Shavot on the Shin, while in the name Sh'ol there's a Komotz on the Shin, and the Vav in Sh'ol is a Chol on Vav with a dot on top, while in the word in the name Sh'ol, it's a Vav with a dot in the middle, a Shurik Vav.
Is there any relationship to the story? I don't know.
There's a connection between the name Sh'ol and the word Sh'ol. I don't know. Okay, so Tehillim Yudches Pasuk Vav. Chevle Sh'ol Sivavuni Kidmuni Mokshe Moves. Chevle Sh'ol, let's translate it the way Rashi learns it. The word Chevle, remember last week we had the word Chevle there, and he related it. No. Yeah. We said it wasn't ropes. Well, then we had one shot from ropes to do with like the Malacha Moves catching people and the rope being a tool of a hunter. But we learnt from the Masad Rav Kook Sefer that the word for ropes would be Chavle. Yeah. But he brings that doesn't bring a connection. But Chevle, Rashi learns that the word Chevle is to do with the word Chevel, which means a group of people. I quote to the Pasuk, Chevel Nevi'im, a group of Nevi'im. Pardon? Chevel Nachalastachem. Okay. Oh, I can't remember if we mentioned this last week. Chevel Nachalastachem. Yeah, we did. Yaakov Chevel Nachalosso in Hazinu. There, the word Chevel refers to an area of land. And it's an area of land, Chevel Nachalastachem, the area of land of your inheritance. So Yaakov Chevel Nachalosso in Hazinu. And the area of land is called Chevel by the word rope, because ropes were used to measure land. I can't remember, I think we mentioned it last week, but I can't remember.
It's a furlong, chains, remember?
A chain, is that used to measure land?
Yeah.
A chain. It's a certain measurement. Yeah, and what's a furlong? Oh, it's a certain number of chains. Yeah. The bottle-nosed whale is a furlong long, and likewise wise, and headstrong. That's from Flanders and Swan. Okay, right. That's the Nutzah de Bidichusa. Okay. So, Chevle Sh'ol Sivavuni, let's learn like Rashi that the word Chevel means a group of people, and Chevle Sh'ol are a group of people who are wicked. Chevle Sh'ol Sivavuni, the groups of wicked people surround me. Kidmuni Mokshe Moves. Mokesh is like an ambush. I think in modern Hebrew, a mokesh is a mine, and I think I learned that from you a long time ago. Mokshe Moves. So the English I'm quoting from the Art School English, they confronted me with snares of death. Kidmuni Mokshe Moves. My enemies, or these evil people, confronted me with snares of death, they were out to kill me. So that my enemy is out to kill me. Chavesh Osva Vuni, bands of evil people, bands of wicked people surrounded me. Kidmuni Mekshamovis, they confronted me with snares or traps of death. So Rashi learns it's a lotion of a bad group of people, rather like in last week's pasuk where we had Chevle Moves, and Rashi related it to the Chevel Nevi'im. Chevel Nevi'im, a group of Nevi'im, which we learnt from Shmuel Aleph, a group of Nevi'im. Okay, that's Chevel. We had that in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Pasuk Hey. Yeah, Chevel, a group of people.
No bad connotation, it's just a group of people.
Yeah, the word Chevel just means a group of people, yeah. I'm wondering if, learning like Rav Shimshon Falhash learns throughout Tanakh, that roots can be boiled down to two letters, that the word Chevel, Chesveis Lamed, will be related to Chesveis Reish, Chevra, a group of people. Chesveis Chavuro, yeah, means to bind to people. Lechaber is to compile. So these are to group things together. So maybe Rav Shimshon Falhash would be happy with such a pshat. Okay, Chevle Sh'osva Vini. The two main pshatim on the word Chevle, very similar to what we learned last week, two main pshatim are, how do you define the word Chevle? Rashi and the Targum and otherish and the Radak and other Rishonim all learn the word Chevle being an expression of a group of people, and Chevle Sh'ol are an evil group of people. While the other main pshat, the word chevle, and Mitzvah Stavid learns like this, and others learn like this, is an expression of pain. Like chevle Moshiach, or chevle Leidah. We had all this last week, and last week's pasuk as well.
Interesting. I mentioned that chevel could be a rope, but a rope, in fact, it is a conglomeration of different pieces, small strands, which are grouped together.
Ah! Right.
Yeah. That gives it the strength.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good.
That's what makes the
rope. Yeah. See, I once went to a rope factory in Hawes in Yorkshire. Where you could see how they took tiny strands and you put them together. Yeah. When it's doubled over and trebled over and so on, that gives it the strength. Oh, that's how ropes are manufactured. Yeah.
The word chevel means pain.
So chevel can mean pain as well. Like, for example, we had Psukim last week, which we quoted chevle yoleda, chevle leda, pains of leda, chevle Moshiach.
Yes.
Chevle Moshiach. Birth pangs of Moshiach, or the pains felt because Moshiach will come with before Moshiach comes, there'll be much suffering in the world.
But it doesn't make sense then that.
Yeah, chevle shol.
It means both pain and these groups of people.
It actually will boil down to very similar pshat. If you learn it means a group of people, then chevle shol, the word shol, let's define the word shol, which can mean a grave.
Yeah.
Shol means a grave.
Or hell.
Hell, absolutely. Yeah. We.
So
chevle shol, learning like Rashi that chevel means a group of people. Chevesh only groups of people who are out to put me in the grave. Mm-hmm. And if you learn that chevle is an expression of pain, then chevesh only is the pains of death. Pains of death, Savavuni, surrounded me. Pains of death surrounded me. So again, that's it's an expression, they're both expressions of anguish. Yeah? Chevle Sha'ol Savavuni, groups of people who are out to kill me surrounded me, Kidmuni Moksha Moves, and they confronted me with traps of death, with death traps. Or, Chevle Sha'ol Savavuni, pains of death surrounded me, and Kidmuni Moksha Moves, they confronted me with snares of death.
And if you might call them demons. Demons.
Okay. If you like, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The Targum on our Pasuk learns like Rashi, Mashiryas Chayovin. It translates Chevle Sha'ol as Mashiryas Chayovin. Mashirya means a group of people. Chayovin, who are, well, we use the word Chayov as being someone who is, upon whom something is incumbent. But Mashiryas Chayovin mean a group of people, of evil people. And then he translates the last part of Kidmuni Mekshim Mobes. Interesting translation in the Targum. not surprising. Akdumi Yossi, some people have confronted me, Demezayanin Bamone Kato, who are armed with lethal weapons. Yeah, Katol is killing. Mone means a kalim. Demezayanin means they are armed, but Mone Katol with lethal weapons. So that's Kidmuni Moksha Mavis. Maybe it's not such a surprising shout, not surprising in the translation.
Kidmuni means
Matangum. Pardon? Kidmuni means they confronted me.
Kedem.
Kedem means to precipitate, so to get somewhere first. Yeah? That's why east is Kedem, because the sun rises there first. First thing in the morning is Kedem. East.
So it implies some sort of alacrity that they had.
Absolutely, done. Alacrity. Nice one. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. With alacrity, they confronted me with death traps. Yeah. The Malbim on this pasuk learns that David is saying, it's as though I'm already dead, and I'm ready to be buried in my grave. I'm ready to be buried in my grave. And he's saying, he says that the pasuk is almost reversed. The pains of death, or the pains of the grave, Sha'ol Svavuni, surround me. Why? Because Kidmuni Moksha Moves, because my enemies have confronted me with death traps first. So really, Kidmuni Moksha Moves comes first. First, they confront me with death traps, and therefore they've killed me, or it's as though they've killed me, and I'm ready to be buried. So really, the pasuk is in reverse order, because first he speaks about being buried in the grave, Chevle Sha'ol, followed by dying, Moksha Moves, or facing a death trap. So the Malbim says, yeah, it works like this, that I'm ready to be buried in my grave because my enemies have planted death traps for me. Mm. It just reverses the order. Well, the pasuk is in reversed order.
I can't understand how David Melech has such great faith in Hashem. He knows who he is, he knows where he's going. How can he say such a thing?
Because I guess because the punchline is the next pasuk, "Batzar li ekra Hashem." In all my troubles, I call out to you, and the pasuk goes on there to say, "Yishma mihir chalo koli." He always hears me.
I think in order to get this message home, I think he has to say what the troubles are and what amazing salvation there is at the end.
Oh, the contrast. I can't remember where I saw this, but I did see it somewhere that the climax of these pasukim is the next one. Batali ekro tefillah. I'm in deep, deep trouble. I've suffered terrible problems from my enemies. I daven, Hashem saves me. But that's not coming till the next pasuk. This is the preparation for pasuk Zayin.
This is the inspiration.
Yeah. Look at the end of pasuk Zayin. V'shavosi lefanov tovova oznov. And my cry comes to his ears before him, or my cry before him reaches his ears. So all of that is an expressions of tefillah. Okay, let me show you an interesting piece of Medrash Rabbah. We'll introduce it first to the pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk in Koheles, chapter Ches, pasuk Ches. This is a little bit morbid. I hope you can get with it. Ein adam shalit baruach lichloes haruach. A person cannot control. Let's learn simple pshat that baruch means the wind. A human being cannot control the wind. En adam shalit baruch. A person cannot control the wind. Lichlo esaruch, to prevent the wind. You can't stop the wind from blowing. Yeah. Ve'in shilton b'yamamoves. There's no power on the day of death. Ve'mishlachas b'mulchama. And there's no discharge in war. I'm not sure what that means. The Mefarshim on that pasuk say, what does it mean, in Adam Shalit Baruch Lechlotrech? A human being has no control over the wind and he can't stop the wind. This wind you're talking about really means a spirit. And which spirit are we talking about? We're really talking about the Malach HaMoves. A person cannot stop the Malach HaMoves. Our control because we've got the Malach HaMoves. Yeah, it's true, yeah, learning non-stop is the way, so David had to be distracted from his learning before when his time came. Okay, but the Malach HaMoves got his way in the end by stopping him from learning, yeah? En Adam Shalit Baruch Lechlo Esaruch, human being cannot prevent the Malachamavis. Yeah. Yeah, you cannot, the image, then Shilton Viamamavis, and there's no power, there's no authority on the day of death. When David HaMelech was dying, it says, Vayikavu Yimei David Lomus. Not HaMelech David. Once his life was almost over, the Pasuk did not refer to him as HaMelech David, but just David. Yeah, because in Shilton Viamamavis, there's no power, there's no authority on the day of death. Now, based on that Pasuk, there's a piece of Medrash Rabbah, which is brought in Koheles. Medrash Rabbah in Koheles, on this Pasuk in chapter Ches, Pasuk Ches, says the Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Adam Shalit Beruchon Shel Malchuyos. A person has no control over the spirit, not as the Pasuk is really talking about, the Pasuk shouts about Malach HaMavis, but Malchuyos against enemies. And it's referring specifically to Golos. A Yid has no control over what happens to him when he's in Golos. Lichloson mimenu, to stop them from getting to him. When we're in Golos, that's it, we're in Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands us over to our enemies, and we're in Golos. Ve'in shiltein b'mamoves, and there's no power or authority on the day of death. She'ne'emar, and quotes our pasuk, Kidmuni mokshe moves. The snares of death or the traps of death get to me first. They confront me. So we learn from this that it's a reference to Golos, that ultimately we have no control about what happens to us when we're in Golos. Obviously, Teshuva, Matan Tov, and Toro all help to ameliorate a Golos situation and maybe even bring a Golos to an end. But ultimately, we cannot control what those who put us into exile, what they do to us. Of course.
When he wrote this, he was not in Galus.
No, correct.
So why are we saying this is about
Galus? This is the pshat given by Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov into our apostolic is that he reads that pshat into the apostolic that we are under the thumb of those who put us into exile.
Yeah, but I don't understand how he can use as a proof something which was not written in Galus.
David wrote to him with Ruach HaKodesh. And it's we've seen it many times how the Pesukim in Tehillim are foretelling the future.
It's not Russia saying that it's actually denying that it's about David HaMelech's own situation, he's just giving an extra pshat into the Pasuk, not denying it.
I mean, of course David HaMelech, we would say that David HaMelech had all these kavanas in the Pasuk, his own situation of Chevlei Sha'ol and so on, and Kidmuni Mekshim Oves, but in addition to that, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov lands, it's also a reference to future Goliyos. Yeah? In fact, there's a bit more about Golos coming now. The Medrash Shechetov, this is a piece of Medrash Shechetov. We'll flash back to Pasuk Hay as well, taking both Pasukim Hay and Vov together. So back to Pasuk Hay. The pains of death or the groups of death surround me, thank you. Vinachle Viliali Basuni. We actually have four different expressions here. Taking through Pasuk Hay and Pasuk Vav together, we have four expressions. Afafuni Chevle Moves, one. Vinachle Viliali Basuni is two. Chevle Sha'os Vavuni is three. And Kidmuni Mekshimovis is four. There are four phrases between these two pasukim, and they all come to much the same thing. I'm surrounded by death, I'm threatened, enemies are after me, groups of enemies, pains of death, all come to much the same thing. Listen to this Medrash in the Shechetov, Medrash Shechetov. Medaber ba'arba'o malchuyos. We're talking about four kingdoms here. And the four kingdoms are four exiles. Afafuni chevle moves. And they follow historically. They follow chronologically. Afafuni chevle moves. Bavel. That's Bavel. V'nachale v'liya alivasuni b'modai. That's in Modai. Chevle sh'ol s'vavuni. The groups of people out to bring me to the shul, to the grave. Sivavuni, that's Beyavon, that's a reference to Greece. And Kidmuni Moshe Moves is Be'edom, that's Edom, which is Esav. Four different Golios. Bovel, Modai, Yavon, Edom. Now the one that really confused me was Modai. I always get confused by Golos Modai. Because we speak about Golos Mitzrayim and Golos Edom and Golos Bovel. Where does Golos Modai come in? And of course, and I checked this morning actually with Pechos Cooper, who reminded me that on the night that Belshazzar took the Kalim for the Beis Hamikdash, he was celebrating what he thought would be the end of 70 years of Golos for Klal Yisrael. And he celebrated, and the hand came out and wrote on the wall. That night, Modai attacked Bovel, and Modai overpowered and overthrew Bovel. Belshazzar himself was killed that night, and Klal Yisrael were passed from the authority of Bovel to the authority of Modai. So that's what we have, and of course that led on to in the story of Esther, where we have Poras and Modai mentioned in Megillah Esther. So that's Golos Modai. So the Medrash Shechetov says the
separate Golos,
absolutely, because you're under separate power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these four expressions between Pesukim Hei and Vav reflect these four different Golios. And then the Medrash Shechetov goes on to say,
Pardon? Even though the basement, we still have the basement Mikdash, it's still considering Yavon.
We did not have the basement Mikdash. Oh, in Yavon. Yes. Yeah, in days of Yavon, it's called Golos Yavon. We had the basement Mikdash, we had no control over it, they took over. It was only in the times of Hanukkah we were able to get rid of the Greeks and regain control and use of the basement Mikdash. Mm-hmm. The basement Mikdash was converted into a hedonistic Greek temple. Yeah, before the Hashanah overpowered the Greeks.
Isn't there
a connection between Goliath and Goliath? Yeah, the name Goliath, I don't know.
David killed Goliath. Do we read anything to that from Exodus?
Don't know. Interesting. May well be a connection. Golus. Goliath, I don't know what the root of his name is. In Goliath would have been a Philistine name, yeah, but there may well be a connection, yeah? I don't know. Let's read on how the Medrash Shechetov puts it. We have four verbs here. Afuni, Yeva'asuni, Sivavuni, Kidmuni. And we also have four expressions of difficulty. Chevle Moves, Nachale V'liya'al, Chevle Sha'ol and Mokshe Moves. And again, these four all reflect the four different Golios. And then the Medrash Shechetov goes on to say, Rabbanon Amrei, the Chachamim say, Lama Kosav Rishono Verviyis Moves. Of all these expressions, the most striking ones are Moves, which are written in number 1 and number 4. Afofuni Chevle Moves, at the beginning of Pasuk Hei, and Kidmuni Mokshe Moves at the end of Pasuk Vav. So of these four expressions, the word Moves appears twice, in the first expression and in the fourth expression. Why is that? So the Medrash Shechetov says, well, the first one corresponds to Golos Bavel. The fourth one corresponds to Golos Edom. Shezu Hecheriva Bayis Rishon, Vezu Hecheriva Bayis Sheni. The first one and the fourth one are considered the worst. Because the first one is Golos Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, he destroyed Bayis Rishon. Very nice and suitable for now for the 3 weeks, yeah? He destroyed Nebuchadnezzar, Golos Bavel, destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. The fourth one corresponds to Golos Edom, Edom, they destroyed Rome, they destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in numbers, in number one and in number four, we have this, the most stark expression of all, namely Moves. Afafuni Chevle Moves, the first one at the beginning of Pasuk Hey, and Kidmuni Mukshe Moves, the fourth one at the end of Pasuk Vav. Yeah, that's in the Medrash HaChatov. Good. Okay. Rabbi Avram Ben Ramoch, in his Pirush on Tehillim, he explains that Sivavuni, what do we have? We've got Chevle Sha'ol Sivavuni, people surrounding me, that's my enemies surrounding me, and Kidmuni Mukshe Moves. He says that Sivavuni refers to my enemies who are firing arrows at me. So that's Sivavuni, they're surrounding me, right? They're out to get me, so they surround me and they're firing arrows at me. While Kidmuni Mukshe Moves, Mokesh is a trap. Like you said, Norman, a Mokesh in the Rit is a landmine, yeah? So, and he says, that's where they laid traps for me. So one is firing arrows at me, that's Sivavuni. That's Chevle Sha'ol Sivavuni, surrounding me by archers out to firing arrows at me. Al-Kidmuni Mokshe Moves is those who laid traps, maybe traps in the ground. And then in chat, I saw in the Sefer, and I can't remember which Sefer it was, it might have been Masadrav Cook on Taylor Way, where they say, what is the, what kinds of traps were laid in those days? Nowadays, we understand a trap being a landmine or something like that. And he says, it could simply have been like the way people trap animals. Dig a hole in the ground and cover it with grass, so it's an invisible hole in the ground, and then the enemy falls in. So he says that's Kidmuni Mokshe Moves. Okay. Now, let's compare this our pasuk with pasuk in Melachim Beis, chapter Kaf Beis. Where's it gone? Melachim Beis. Here. Shmuel Beis, sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. Shmuel Beis, of course. Shmuel Beis, Kaf Beis, and I had a bookmark in it all the time. Shmuel Beis, Kaf Beis. So comparing that so that's in Pasuk Vav there as well. Comparing our Pasuk Vav in Tehillim Yud Ches with Pasuk Vav in Shmuel Beis, Kaf Beis. Chevle Sha'ol Sabuni. Yeah? Chevle Sha'ol Sabuni. Traps of death, groups of people out to bring me into the grave, Sabuni surrounds me, Kidmuni Mokshe Moves, death traps, they surround me with death traps. Now there are a few differences. First of all, the most stark difference is the fact that in Shmuel Beis it's got the word Sabuni, while in Apostle we've got Savovuni. Now, they are almost interchangeable expressions because the Sheresh of Savavuni, you can hear the Sheresh of Samach Veis Veis. Now, it's quite a common thing in Lashon HaKodesh that when you have a root where the second letter of the root and the third letter of the root are identical, that very often one of them will drop away and we put a Dogesh in the remaining one. So Savavuni, from the root Samach Veis Veis, letter number 2 and letter number 3 are the same letter, they're both a letter Veis, and therefore Sabuni is an alternative form, because we simply drop one of those two Veises and we put a Dogesh in the remaining one, which is why it changed into a base and not a Veis. Sabuni. And that is quite a common thing. Roots with where the second letter of the root and the third letter of the root are the same are called ayin verbs. The reason why they call that is because every shoresh is compared to the root pei, ayin, and lamed, where the pei describes the first letter of the root, the ayin describes the second letter of the root, and the lamed refers to the third letter of the root. So an ayin verb, it's an expression that people use, an ayin verb simply means where the ayin letter of the root, which is the second letter of the root, appears twice. So it's ayin. You get you get the second letter of the root twice. Samach Veis Veis. So that explains how Sabuni is a really corresponding form to Sivavuni. And the Abba Avanel there in Shmuel Beis discusses why it changes. And he gives a reason that I don't really understand. He goes with his whole derech, which, if I've understood it correctly, is that the Tehillim chapter Yud Ches is a tefillah for all generations, while Shmuel Beis, Kaf Beis, is a tefillah specifically for David, and B, that Tehillim chapter Yud Ches is almost an improvement on Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. And he says all along that there are certain things in Shmuel Beis Kaf Beis which are open to misinterpretation, which David corrected, I'll put that word corrected in quotes, that David corrected in Tehillim chapter Yud Ches. And he says as follows, the word sabuni could be misinterpreted as being coming from the word sibo, which means a reason. And chevle sha'ol sabuni, as it appears in Shmuel Beis Kaf Beis, could be interpreted to mean something like the groups of people bringing me into the grave, sabuni are a reason. Or something like that. Or the reason that they're after me, the reason my enemy is after me. So the Rabbi now says that to correct that misinterpretation, therefore in Tehillim chapter Yud Ches, the word sabuni is changed into savovuni, so it's very clear it's a reference to saviv, surrounding me. That's, I don't fully understand it, that piece of Rabbi now, but it's something along those lines. Yeah. Now there are other differences which I haven't found discussed. There are minor differences, but if you think about the word kidmuni mokshe moves, in Shmuel Beis, kidmuni is spelt kuf dalet mem nun yud, without a vav after the mem, while in our pasuk we've got kidmuni with a vav after the mem, a shuruk vav. So in Shmuel Beis it's spelt with a kubutz under the mem, while in our pasuk in Tehillim we've got a shuruk vav instead. And much the same sort of thing with the last expressions of Mokshe Moves, where in Malachim Beis, Mokshe is spelt without a vav, just a cholom on the mem, while in our pasuk, Mokshe Moves is spelt with a cholom vav, it's spelt mole, it's spelt with a vav as well. But I haven't found anyone who discusses those differences. Mm. Okay? Good. Yeah, in the way you pronounce it. Yeah. Kid, it was very hard to do, really. Maybe kidmuni with a kubutz, you say kidmuni, while with a shuk vav, you say kidmuni. Mm-hmm. Something like that, but I'm not sure. Maybe someone who's a real expert on these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shalom would know. Mm-hmm. Shalom Seeger would know this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, then the Sefer Eretz Chaim on Tehillim, he brings a Maimon Chazal which I could not track down. Maimon Chazal where he says that the Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, pains and suffering suffered by people in Olam Hazeh, are a 60th of the pain of Miso. Have you come across this Medrash? Yeah, and the pain of Miso is again a 60th of the pain of Gehenna. Okay? Pardon? And sleep is a 60th of death. Yeah. So Mamma Chazal. And Shabbos, the Oneg of Shabbos is a 60th of the Oneg of Gan Eden. It's for us as well. And we say Me'ein Olam Habo, Shabbos. Menucha. Yeah. Both of the Shishin, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's an Issa the Heter, but I don't know if that's too good. Yeah. So he says, our Pasuk speaks about Chevle Sha'ol Savavuni, and he says Sha'ol, and you mentioned this, Jonathan, that Sha'ol is a more extreme form of Moves. You said that Sha'ol is Gehenna, and it's backed up by the Sefer Eretz Chaim, that he says, Chevle Sha'ol Savavuni, the pains of Sha'ol, and Sha'ol is Gehenna. And he learns the word Chevle being like Kevin, pain, that we learned, that the pains of Gehenna surround me, and in order to have some concept of what that's going to be like, Kidmuni Mokshe Moves, the snares of death, they confront me with the snares of death. So he says, the Mokshe Moves is a 60th of Chevle Sha'ol, and Mokshe Moves, that's right, Mokshe Moves is a 60th of Chevle Sha'ol, and pains in Olam Hazeh, Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, are a 60th of the Mokshe Moves, so the pains of death.
Because it shows his greatest enemy,
It's all surrounding
you. So you want to relate.
Must be.
Chevel Sha'ol to Sha'ol.
Must be. Must be.
I didn't see it anywhere, but maybe. I didn't see it anywhere. Yeah. Didn't see it anywhere. Okay. One other small thing which I saw in the Sephorno, this morning on the computer, the Sephorno learns who are these Chevle Sha'ol. If he puts it on Chevle Sha'ol and not on Kidmuni Mekshemoves, who are they? Two particular people, or two groups of people. One are the people, the Zifim. The Zifim are the ones, they came from the tribe of Yehuda, and Sha'ol enlisted their help in tracking David down, and they reported, the Zifim reported David's whereabouts to Sha'ol. So the enemies referred to in this passage are the Zifim and one other Doeg or Adomi, who reported to Sha'ol that David had been cared for by Nov Ir HaKohanim. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So the Sephorno learns it refers to those particular enemies, the Zifim, who handed David over to Sha'ol, and Doeg, who handed David over to Sha'ol, and the whole of Nov Ir HaKohanim. I will finish off with a phenomenal gematria. And this is, and I couldn't track this down, because I don't know where this comes from, but I've seen it quoted here in the Art Scroll. And he brings this in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Chayas. And I searched, and looked it up in the Maharitz Chayas, which is the Pirush at the back of the Gemara, and of course discovered it was completely wrong sefer. So I actually don't know where this, quoted from Rabbi Yitzchak Chayas, but I don't know where this Rabbi Yitzchak Chayas, I don't know anything about him. We have to introduce this with the Gemara. Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Ches. Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Tanya Nami Hochi, we've learnt as well, Tesha Meos Shlosha Mine Misa Nivru Uva Olam. 903 forms of death are created in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 903 ways of killing off a person. Very strange Gemara. And the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. And the Pasuk is in Tehillim, and it's in Tehillim, and it's chapter Samach Ches, Pasuk Kafalef, which is as follows. HaKel Lonu Kel Lemeshoes, God for us is a God of salvations, V'leilokim Hashem Lamoves Totsa'os. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many avenues to death. Now the word Totsa'os is translated by most people as being avenues. The English here gives it, yeah, has many avenues toward death. Yeah. Totsa'os coming from the word Yud Tzadi Aleph, to go out. So it means going out of Olam Hazer to go into Olam Abba. So there are 903 exit passages from Olam Hazer. That's how the Gemara learns it here. And the Gemara learns it from that word Totsa'os. La Moves Totsa'os, death has Totsa'os, these avenues. And the Gematria, the Gemara brings the Gematria. It's unusual for the Gemara to bring a Gematria. Only occasionally the Gemara brings Gematria. La Moves Totsa'os, the Gematria, that word Totsa'os, is 903. Totsa'os is 400, 900, 902, 903 is the Gematria of Totsa'os. So La Moves, Totsa'os, 903. So the Gemara learns from that that there are 903 forms of death in the world. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Koshesh Shebucholon Askara. The worst of all of them is Askara. What is Askara? So it's translated here as something similar to diphtheria, where the muscles in the neck expand and constrict breathing, and a person eventually dies of suffocation, but it's a slow and very painful death. Askara, yeah, slow and painful death. And I remember learning this Gemara in Sotah, which says that one of the kings of Klal Yisrael insisted even on young chassanim in their first year of marriage to join the army. He what's the word? They Thank you. They were conscripted into the army. And his punishment was, he died a death of Askarah, very painful death. So that's considered the most painful death of all. While Nicha Shebuchulon, the most pleasant form of death, is Nishika, where HaKadosh Baruch himself kisses the person who dies, like Aaron and Moshe and Miriam. He brings down here actually, and I can't remember who it was. Oh, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aaron, Miriam and Moshe. All died with forms of Nishika. Where, and of course the Nishika is carried out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the Malach HaMoves. Okay? So there are 903 forms of death, and Askarah is the worst, and Nishika is the best. Now, back to our pasuk. Look at this. This is like unbelievable gematria. Kidmuni mokshe maves. Snares of death confront me. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes, quoted here in the art scroll, notes that the gematria of mokshe maves is 902.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you can calculate, working out, it's 902. Gematria of mokshe is 456. And the gematria of Moves is 446, giving you a total of 902. 903 forms of Misa, Nishika is the best. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes, the enemies of David, Kidmuni Moshe Moves, they're out to make me suffer any one of the 902. Yeah? Kidmuni Moshe Moves. The one, of course, they don't want me to have is the Misa of Nishika. They're out to get me with Moshe Moves, which is 902. The 902 other forms of death, they're out to get me.
Nice.
Yeah,